Okay, Tefillah Amud Aleph, Amud Aleph has an important yesod in halacha. It's actually two totally different areas that it goes to halacha. I'd like to discuss one this evening. I think most people are familiar with the idea that there's some sort of a concept of Yishun Yud Beis Chodesh, that if kelim are not used for 12 months, there's some sort of a concept that the treifus disappears. I think we also know that there's no such halacha psuka. You can't just wait 12 months and make it mutter. So I'd like to explain the tshuvas hachrayim on the topic, and it really originates from this sugya. I'd like to explain where it comes from, where it goes, and what the halacha lemaisa is. Now, coincidentally, my good friend Heshi Kallis, who went out for some cake, oh, he came back, Heshi Punk tonight, he asked me about he was cleaning out an apartment for someone and found an expensive china bowl, and he's not sure if it's milchik, so fleishiks, I think. And the question is, what does he do with it? He doesn't know if it's milchik, he doesn't know if it's fleishiks, and what do you do with it? If you wait your beis chaydish, does it help? That was the question he asked. So what? Yes. It happens to be that I have a similar shaila because my mother, La Shalom, had a set of milchika china. And today, in my circles, nobody's interested in milchika china, unless somebody here wants to purchase it. It's very nice. But there's no... The question is, it has been used in your base chaydish. The question is what the din is. So I'd like to explain to you the three, I think, the ikala halacha, shitas, and the achrayinim, and then we'll try to apply it. The Rosh Harishon is the Chacham Tzvi. This is always called the Chacham Tzvi's Heter of Yud Beis Chaydish. It's a tshuva the Chacham Tzvi, tshuva Mem Gimel. It's not quite true that he says that Yud Beis Chaydish is a Heter. What bothers him is why we find, for the first place here on Daf Lamed Daled, and again later regarding barrels, we find by Yayin Nesach there's a Heter if you wait 12 months. That 12 months, the Lashon is that the whole lachluchis of the ayin is totally dried out, it disappears, and then it's mutter. Why do we only find it in Shas by ayin esach? And why don't we find it by Vasa B'chala, by Nevela, by Chametz B'Pesach? Why don't we find it anywhere else? So the Chacham Tzvi gives the following explanation, and the following explanation, Nafkamina Lamaisa. He says, it's fundamental. Anybody learns Yeridaya knows there's a difference between a Kli Ben Yoimai and a Kli Eina Ben Yoimai. A Kli that was used within 24 hours for treifus or for fleishiks, asers even b'di'evet. If somebody cooked flesh in a milk and kapat and he calls a rav, wants to know the status of the flesh, it depends if the pot was used in 24 hours. If it was used for milk in 24 hours, it asks the meat. If it wasn't, then the meat is permitted. So there's a basic rule of Ben Yoimai and a Ben Yoimai. So Zot HaChacham Tzvi, once we have a chilik of Ben Yoimai and a Ben Yoimai, that a Ben Yoimai asks and a Ben Yoimai doesn't ask her. So Chazal didn't want to confuse people with Yud Beis Chaydish and less than Yud Beis Chaydish, because people will start thinking that the halacha of Einab, they'll confuse the halacha of Ben Yaimai, Einab Ben Yaimai, with the halacha of after Yud Beis Chaydish. And because it's going to be confusing to people, the Chazal didn't want to make such a thing. But the Chacham Tzvi holds that Be'etzem, it's really a heter for everything. It disappears after 12 months. Be'etzem, it should be mutter. But Lamaisa, when Chazal asked Eina Ben Yaimai, they didn't want to make any type of a confusing chilek. Eina Ben Yaimai, Eina Ben Shana will be confusing. But by Yayin Nesach, which asers for 12 months, Yayin Nesach has no heter of Eina Ben Yaimai. A barrel absorbs the mamoshes, or the agamar, the durdoi, accepts the liquid. By Yayin Nesach, there's no din of Eina Ben Yaimai, which is a chumra. So Memela, we have a kula, the heter after the year. So again, the rule is, when there's a difference in Ben Yaimai and Eina Ben Yaimai, so we don't make a second difference of after a year. Yayin Nesach, there's no difference Ben Yaimai and Eina Ben Yaimai. So now he could be makel after a year. That's his rule. My nafkamina, that the Chacham Tzvi, we Ashkenazim have a chumra by chametz. Chametz on Pesach, we also don't make a difference in ben yaymei and ben yaymei. By chametz on Pesach, our meaning is to ask the say ben yaymei, say ain't a ben yaymei. That the Chacham Tzvi, so by chametz we can be makel after a year. Anytime you don't hold of the distinction between ben yaymei and ben yaymei, then you do hold of the distinction of less than a year or more than a year. What?
The last day Pesach.
So I'll talk about the rest in a minute. But the point is, the Chacham Tzvi was. It's funny in the science of it, he holds after 12 months it disappears, but in the halacha lemaisa, he's not makel except by barrels of wine and the shmarim of wine, which is a Gemara. And by chametz bePesach, because the Bnei Ashkenaz have a chumra of ben yaymei and ben yaymei, so b'meila it comes out to be a kula that yud beis chaydish is mutter. And even at the end of the tshuva, the Chacham Tzvi says, "Doral malayam ilachatchila." But b'di'evet, if you already cooked in paid pots that weren't used for 12 months, b'di'evet you can be meikel. But not even that, he's not soymech lachatchila. So bottom line, the Chacham Tzvi is not matir just waiting 12 months. Lamaisa is not matir. He's matir b'di'eved by chametz v'pesach. Period. That's the cool of the Chacham Tzvi.
What about
Hetzel Maruba? He doesn't say a chilek. He's not making a chilek. Now what's important is the heter of the chidah. The chidah comes along. This chidah is quoted in the Pischei Tshuva. And in Kufchav Beis, which is Hachos HaGolos Kelim, in Yerodeh Kufchav Beis, Pischei Tshuva Gimel. So he says, there's a common shaila where people have kelim, and it's a suffix to them. If it's milchix or fleishix, they have a suffix if it's milchix or fleishix, or they get it from a guy, they don't know if the guy used it. Now obviously, if the guy had it in his house for a long time, you know the guy used it. But there are situations where you don't know. Sometimes people buy kelim and they're told that guy amused it, or whatever the case may be, any type of suffix. So zot chidah, then you can be mekel by anything after 12 months. A svek sveka, a suffix if the blias are there after yud beis chaydish, plus a suffix you might get it right if you use it for fleishiks. Maybe it's fleishiks. Use it for maybe it's melachiks. So the two together, the chidah is mekel. So here, the Chacham Tzvi's heter is kamat no nafkamina lamaisa. He's mekel b'di'evet, the chametz haPesach. In lomdis he holds of it, but not lamaisa. The chidah holds of it lamaisa, and that's really heshi your case. Where you're mesupik if it's fleishiks or melachiks. So there, the chidah is mekel. If you're not sure if it's melachiks or fleishiks, to be seinach on the yud beis chaydish. So Rabbi Kivager has a very beautiful tshuva. After you find an excuse to speak out what he does talk about, Rabbi Kivager has a tshuva about milchus and fleishik china sets. You don't know what it is. He rejects the chidah's heter. He doesn't quote the chidah by name, but he rejects the svek sveka. But he has a beautiful lomdis that he has to turn it into a safed drabana lakula, which one day we'll speak out. This is all the pischei tshuva. So treif, they're not mekel. None of them are mekel. You pesach. The spoilish parav. Okay. Rav Moshe comes along in Igros Moshe. Now Rav Moshe has two tshuvas in which he uses the heter of yud beis chaydish. Although in lomdis he's really not happy with it to say that the blias disappear. What's the raya from yayin? Yayin. We're talking about barrels and shmarim, which there's lachluchis there. So lachluchis dries up. Mechatesi to say it by blias. Ramesha Be'etzim is not happy with it. Ramesha has in the Anaf Aleph, in the copies I made, he has the Yisayid. Rabbi Chanan has it in the same thing in the Kavit Tzaris. The Chazal only asked the Rabbanons, where there's a little bit of tam to aser anyway, they asked. He has such a geder. But they didn't ask her a keli that's kakashit or to not kakashit, because once you kasher it, there's just no issa there. And ain't a ben yomer, to ben yomer they asked her, because there is a small amount of time still in the pot. That's the aside that Ramesha begins his tshuva with. And Ramesha holds that be'etzem, the bliyas are still there after Yud Beis Chaydish. But, and it's a very big but, because in Halacha L'maisa, if you stick with the tshuva, if you read the beginning and the end, you miss the kula. You know, Ramesha holds Yud Beis Chaydish is not a heter. But, the but is this. Why by Yayin is it mutter? That's where the Chacham Tzvi started. So Ramesha says, there's a halacha by Yayin Nesech that a tam kolush is mutter. A weak taste is mutter. I think you all know wine is bottled, Yayin Nesech is bottled Echa B'Sheish. If the guy mixes the Yayin Echa B'Sheish, it's still a tam Yayin. But Yayin has a kula that a tam kolush of Yayin Nesech doesn't ask it. Ramesha holds that after Yud Beis Chaydish, it's what he calls a tam kolush. And by Yayin Nesef, a tam kolush is mutter. And by Shari Surim, it's not mutter. Except, a very important exception. Those of you who learn Yerideya, you know that by Basar to Cholav, Basar b'Cholav is Isser. Once it's Isser, even a tam kolush asers. But basar itself, a blia of meat, or milk itself, is a heter of a tam kolish. We call that a nat bar nat. If you cook spaghetti in a fleishig pat, a ben yayim fleishig pat, you cook spaghetti, and that spaghetti gets mixed in with cottage cheese, you're allowed to eat it. You cook spaghetti in a milk pat, ben yayim, and it gets mixed in with meatballs, you're allowed to eat it. By hetera bola, when something is heter, we give it a name, a tam kolush. It's a weak tam, and there are big coolness by hetera bola, like the kula of naparnat. My nafkamina. Ramesha says that by milachiks, where it's not treif, it's just a milachika set of china, or a fleshika set of china, and yud beis chaydish pass. Ramesha says the heter of yud beis chaydish does apply. To any, just like Yayin Nesef, which is an exception, that a tam kolish doesn't aser. The same thing by basar or chalav. If it's not treif, it's not basar bichalav. It's just an old basar keli or an old chalav keli. You can be mekel with the hamtana of Yud Beis Chaydish. This is the kula that Rav Moshe holds. So I want to sum up. The Chacham Tzvi holds the science of it; it disappears. But we can only be mekel by yayin or by chametz. Even that only be the other. The chidah is mekel by svek sveka. Ramesha is mekel only dumya di yayin nesech, which he also has to be a tam kolush, which is something that was fleishiks or something that was milachiks. Now, in the case of a set of china, a milachikas set of china, you really have additional reason to be mekel. Is a milchik a set of china really milchik? How is a milchik a plate? Let's talk about a flat plate. How is a plate used? What do you put on a milchik a plate of china? It's generally a klishlishi. Because when you set a table with china, you take food from the pot, you put it in a serving dish, which is already a klisheni, and you bring it to the table. And then it goes from the klisheni into the plate, which is already a klishlishi. So, klisheni, you should know that klisheni, we know a klisheni is aser. The Mechaber and the Ramah hold klisheni is always mutter in Basav Acholav and Taruvis. The Gedolei HaPaiskim, what? Not everyone has a milchik dishwasher. The what? So, Dova Gush, which is the Achalukei Deis on Dova Gush. Now, the question is, in milachiks, what hot milachik dova gush do you put into a plate exactly? What? Ravioli is not a dova gush. It's something that is not a solid piece of something. Dova gush, everything is a dova gush. Hot sauce is not a dova gush. A liquid, anything that has liquid, anything that spreads on the plate, dova gush, the defanis are not mekarer, because it doesn't spread on the plate. I said, I'm talking about the plates. You're right. The bowls, it's a little more shtiach. Although in many homes, people don't, I don't know, in my parents' home, they never made a real milchika soup, a milk soup. I mean, you had farina, but you don't take out the china for farina.
Yeah,
it's just not common that it's truly milchik. Okay, the seta does not apply in Russia. It's spread. No, but if it spreads, it's more kuladik. The chumra of Dava Gush, you see, klisheni is kuladik because tefanis makaris. The walls affect it. The chumra of Dava Gush is only in something that doesn't spread in the plate, that stands by itself. You take ravioli or spaghetti and it spreads in the plate, or certainly you take a soup that spreads in the plate, and it spreads in the plate, you have the din of tefanis makaris. You have the chumra of Dava Gush. Dava Gush is only when it's a Dava Gush. So, I'm saying this is a tziruf, I'm not saying to be mekel just based on this alone. But there's a big tziruf in milchik kelim that it's not borer that they're truly milchik kelim, certainly not l'chol hashitas. And it's a big tzad to be mekel. Plus the fact that you have to remember that there's the shita de bala iter, that you can kasha china if you do three hagolas. If you do three hagolas of china, you could kasha. One last tziruf, I'll tell you a maisa. This is from the fifth Shulchan Aruch. Yeah, this is a milchik set. Usually people don't have problems with fleishik sets because they want to keep a fleishik. People that have shilas, it's usually milchik sets. Yeah, fleish is common to have a dova gush. I agree, and fleishik is super certainly common. I'll tell you a maisa that happened with Rav Palm, which I mentioned it for the tziruf, but it's like fifth Shulchan Aruch. A chavrusa of mine, newly married, he got as a gift at his wedding two sets of china. So he had milchik china and fleishik china. About 2-3 weeks after his chasda, he came in one day that his wife the night before took the serving piece from the milchik china, and she took chicken straight from the oven and put it into the milchik serving piece and brought it to the table. So he said, what's the deal with the serving piece? So I told him, ask Rav Palm, but I was thinking, you know, it's all over. I mean, this is a real dava gush, straight from the oven, straight onto the milchik serving piece. So he goes over to Rav Palm. So Rav Palm says to him, it's a tough shaila. Better you live near Rav Moshe Bik, go ask Rav Moshe Bik. So I didn't understand what the tough shaila is. I didn't say anything. But later I asked Rav Palm, what's the tough shaila that you go to Rav Moshe Bik? He said to me, look, he's just got married. He's a milchik serving piece. Who knows who gave him the china, you know, his grandmother or something. I know Rav Moshe Bik is an enikel of Rabbi Yaakov Emden. Rabbi Yaakov Emden has a shita, which Gradda has brought in the Gilyan and Shulchan Aruch, that glazed china is not belay at all. The glazed china is not belay. He lives near a Bik, Mistami Yisus some Shailas anyway. So he said, let him ask this shaila, let him ask Rav Moshe Bik. That's what he told him. So I learned, first of all, a little bit of fifth Shulchan Aruch. Sometimes you have to know who to make key lamar and use them at the right moment. But agav, it's also a tziruf in a set of china. Our china is glazed. Lamais, it's a tziruf, Rabbi Yaakov Emden Shita. So you have the Yud Beis Chaydish and Rabbi Yaakov Emden Shita and the Shailov, it's really milachik. So it's a tziruf, not for trefa kalim, but at least for milchiks and fleishiks from these types of kelim. I was thinking about talking about Purim tonight, but I figure I'll do it next week in Yitzhak Hashem. Wednesday night, the first night of Purim, where we always had a simcha here downstairs, this year because I'm in Avelus, we're not going to have dancing and music, but in my house, Wednesday night, everyone's invited to come and join us. It'll be maybe a little more of a restrained gathering, but it'll be a simchas Purim Yitzhak Hashem. For those of you who want to join me in my home, the shul schedule has it here in shul because the availus is recent, but if you want to join me, everybody is certainly invited. Thursday night, last year was also Thursday night. I wasn't in a condition to come. I'm told that there was about a minion or two of people here Thursday night. The shul will be open, Yitzhak Hashem.